The municipality of Anchorage faces a big financial loss in a lawsuit by two ex-officers who say they faced racial discrimination at the Anchorage Police Department. The two former undercover drug detectives won their case, and a jury verdict from May says the city has to pay more than $2 million. More recently, the judge presiding over the case also ordered the city to pay more for what he called vexatious and bad faith conduct that ultimately Anchorage property owners will pay for in taxes. The judge goes so far as to say the APD bungled a completely separate case, a criminal investigation of the Alaska National Guard, in its failed attempt to fight the discrimination allegations. Alaska Public Media reporter Casey Grove is here to help us understand all of this. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Lori.
So how did this get started?
Well, back in 2009, Alvin Kennedy and Eliza Feliciano were working at the APD as undercover drug detectives. They had both been on the force for about 20 years. They filed a racial discrimination complaint and later a hostile work environment lawsuit because they say it's because they aren't white. Kennedy is African American and Feliciano is Hispanic. Their attorney, Ken Legacki, says his clients got worse assignments than the white guys, among other mistreatment by the department.
Al Kennedy and Ellie Feliciano were two very experienced and well-respected undercover drug cops, two of the best cops the city of Anchorage ever had.
Legacki and later Superior Court Judge Frank Fifner say the police department tried and failed with frivolous internal investigations of the two men to get rid of them.
Does all of this come up in the trial later?
Well, there are actually two trials. The first one ended in a hung jury. In the second, the jury found in favor of the two ex-cops and against the municipality of Anchorage.
Okay, Casey, so the jury awards each of the men more than $1 million, but you said the judge tacked on even more money?
Yeah, and that's the recent thing here. He tacked on about $250,000 each, and Judge Fifner had some very strong words for the city attorneys and the APD in his July 5th order. Fifner writes that the municipality got caught using, quote, dirty tricks, and he compares the case to Watergate, even saying that former President Richard Nixon, quote, learned this lesson the hard way. The judge writes that he hopes the city and police department have also learned their lesson, but he notes that the taxpayers of Anchorage are the ones that are going to have to foot the bill.
Well, what did the municipality have to say in response?
Municipal Attorney Bill Falsey says the city is reviewing prior practices and does not plan to appeal, which means they're going to pay the money. Still, Falsey says the city disagrees with many of the judge's characterizations, and he wouldn't say more than that. Legacki, the winning attorney on the other side, says the city still isn't getting the point. Here he is one more time.
Well, if you really believe that, then obviously nothing's going to change. It's scary to think that even now these people don't recognize the gravity of what occurred, because somebody should really take a serious look at it. Who investigates the investigators, right?
A big issue with this case that Legacki and Judge Fifner point to is its connection to the APD investigation of the Alaska National Guard. Fifner says the APD wanted so badly to win the lawsuit that it screwed up, in a major way, its investigation of the Alaska National Guard.
Okay, we're talking, though, about a completely separate case, right?
Right, but there's a connection. Judge Fifner cites an internal report that says an APD lieutenant was guilty of misconduct in the National Guard case. And this is the same lieutenant municipal attorneys called as their star witness in the first racial discrimination trial. By the time of the second trial, though, the lieutenant had been fired. The judge says the police department purposely stalled its investigation of the lieutenant's misconduct so he could testify against Kennedy and Feliciano in the first trial and still look credible. Fifner says Anchorage residents could conclude the city and its lawyers were more interested in winning the lawsuit than protecting them from sexual assault and drug dealing by members of the Alaska National Guard. Falsey, the municipal attorney, declined to issue any further comment about this. The APD also turned down requests for an interview. Legacki and others say the current mayoral administration or Anchorage Assembly should follow up on the judge's comments about the scandal. It's not clear if that'll happen, but we'll be continuing to follow this story.
Thanks for following this case for us, Casey, and giving us that update.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reporting.